We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I am back here in Silicon Valley for a couple of meetings, but thought I'd sit down and do a quick show. This one is, again, addressing a question that I get, or what some of the biggest challenges if you are starting or trying to run and manage an innovation team. And the number one challenge that I've come across is keeping the innovation funnel full. It is one of the hardest parts of being an innovation leader. Now, what do I mean by this? What I mean is, it's easy to get innovation projects started. You run around and talk to a bunch of people. But if you want to create a sustainable effort of innovation, then how do you make sure that you keep the funnel full? Because what tends to happen is people get a couple of good ideas in the funnel, and then they babysit it all the way through the process until it's successful. When they push that innovation out the other end and they turn back and look into the funnel is empty. How do you keep the funnel full? Now, some people will just put out a cattle call for ideas. So hurry up, everybody. Send an email to this email address with your new ideas. And what I have found is that tends to result in low quality and obvious ideas. Not the breakthrough, non-obvious ideas that we're striving for. So what are you to do? The best approach that's worked for me in this issue is around creating a focused innovation challenge. Now, what is an innovation challenge? Now, an innovation challenge is, one, crafting an innovation challenge statement and then having a process that invites others to submit their ideas in response to that challenge. The key is this challenge statement. How do you craft the problem statement in such a way as to trigger others to think deeply so they look at the problem and opportunity differently? Now, why does this work rather than just doing the cattle car? Well, as I've talked many times, the first step in the FIRE framework is focus. So let's back up here a little bit. What is the FIRE framework? FIRE stands for focus. I stands for ideation. R stands for ranking, and the E stands for execution. Focus, ideation, ranking, execution. F-I-R-E. The first of that is focus. Without focus, you get random, obvious ideas. Why? Because in many cases, if you just go out and say, hurry up, I need new product ideas, the submitters aren't sure what you're looking for. So they run all over the place looking for anything that looks like an idea. And what, you know, when you think about focus, the more specific, the more targeted that you can create that challenge statement, they actually increase the quantity and the quality of the ideas. Yes, I know, it sounds counterintuitive, but trust me, if you craft a well-written, well-thought-out challenge statement, and the more specific you are, right, rather than saying looking for a new product idea, or do you say, I'm looking for a new product idea for 18 to 24-year-olds who are dominant users on Facebook who like the outdoors, that kind of targeting, that kind of focus actually generates better ideas, and surprisingly enough, you actually get more ideas. So an innovation challenge also works because of the open process for others to contribute. In many cases, the innovation team, and particularly if you use the word innovation either in your title or the name of your team, you're going to run into the issue of having people think, oh, I don't need to work on innovation. That's their job. And therefore, they're not going to submit their ideas. They're not looking. They're not, you know, pounding on your door trying to give you something to work on. So by creating a challenge where you say, hey, here's a problem statement. Here's an area that we are struggling with in our industry or in our business or with a particular customer segment, help us. In opening the door and being humble, you will all of a sudden find that you've got people who maybe are the sales force in the field or your service technicians or somebody who's kind of a maker doing stuff in their garage, and they're coming up, you know, with all kinds of new ideas. So again, the innovation challenge works not only that you bring focus to the problem, craft a challenge statement that's causing people to look at the problem in a unique and different way, but also because you create this open process for others to contribute. You get there, you open the door and say, come in, help me fill my innovation funnel. And let's face it, the wisdom of the crowd is always more powerful than the wisdom of one. Let me say that again, because this is important. The wisdom of the crowd is always more powerful than the wisdom of one. Don't think you're the smartest person in the room, or don't even think that your team's the smartest team. We all have areas of expertise, but we also have areas in which we need outside perspective. Never forget, innovation is a team sport, not an individual sport. I love, you know, today or recently, we're getting in the middle of award season. We're coming up into the end of the calendar year, big trade shows, the first of the year. Everybody's running around with the top 25 most creative people, the top 50 innovation of the year, the 25 most influential people. Now, all those are good, and they're good for recognition because people, we all need to be recognized. But let's not lose mind of the fact that innovation is a team sport. And so the question is how do you use the power of the crowd to help fill your funnel with breakthrough, game-changing ideas? How do you do that? How do you fill those game-changing ideas? Well, that is what we're going to talk about the rest of today's show. The challenge statement by itself doesn't completely get you there. So what I'm going to share with you is really answering the question of how to create an innovation challenge. What are the actual steps to go through the process of defining the challenge, creating the process, finding and promoting the challenge, getting a broad set of participants to contribute those ideas and bring them in such that you can have a continual process of filling your innovation funnel? Because trust me, and I've learned this many times, and I keep kicking myself to say, why do you always have to relearn this exercise all over again? Soon as you let your innovation funnel go dry, it is incredibly hard to get it full and to get that flywheel going again. It's like starving your engine of gasoline, and then you run it completely dry, then you got to get gasoline back in it. You got to prime the carburetor. You got to get the engine going again. It's a pain to get started. Same happens if you let your innovation funnel go empty. So the fact is if you're an innovation leader and your challenge is to create a sustainable innovation, your number one priority is to keep that innovation funnel full. Never, ever let it go dry and create a process that's constantly filling the tank. And trust me, after your initial cycle of that, it's hard to sustain filling that funnel. It's an ongoing day-to-day process that someone needs to do to make sure your funnel does not go dry. And this is what we're going to talk about today. The challenge being is how do you keep that innovation funnel? The best way I've known to do is to create an innovation challenge. And I want to let you in on how I create innovation challenges and how you can use innovation challenges to keep your funnel full. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. So stay right there. When we come back from this break, I'm going to share with you my thoughts on how to create an innovation challenge. In the meantime, if you want to become part of the conversation and continue the discussions around this or other innovation topics, hop on over to theinnovators.community. It's a free online community. We post and have regular conversations around this and other topics. You don't want to miss it. It's free. And as a listener, hop on over theinnovators.community and become part of the conversation. And with that, we're going to be right back to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. Mike Savicki is a C6-7 quadriplegic who is a Navy veteran, multi-sport athlete who stays on the go. He says when it comes to mobility and transportation, there is hope for those who are disabled.
It's about finding wheelchair-accessible vehicles and solutions that allow us to drive or be transported to be a part of society, which is what we with disabilities really want most of all.
Mike still drives and lives an independent life.
I was introduced to a wheelchair-accessible vehicle through a local Namita dealer who taught me about getting in and out with my wheelchair, driving with my hands, and about the fact that I can get my driver's license again and I can have that independence and freedom.
Many call Mike a hero, and he's urging others to enter the local Heroes Campaign Contest for a chance to win a wheelchair-accessible van tailored to meet their needs.
Go to the website mobilityawarenessmonth.com and share a short story or a video that tells us about who you are and what you're doing that makes you a little special.
For more information, go to mobilityawarenessmonth.com. Now you're in the know from Numita.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than a million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. The first step in creating an innovation challenge is to, what? Define the challenge. Now, the key elements in writing the challenge is to focus on the one, who. Who is the target for the innovation? Who gets the benefit of the innovation? Second is the what. What is the problem or the opportunity? And third is when. When will this challenge be realized? When will this project emerge? What is the goal line for when you need to have this problem solved by? So again, who? Who is the target for the innovation? The what is the problem or opportunity? And third, when. When will the challenge be realized? When will it be solved? When will the catastrophe happen if we don't do something? Clearly delineate a length of time as the goal line. You have to have it done before whatever that timeline is. But what's the one thing that it is not in this challenge of these key elements? The who, what, when. But what is not in there is the how. How do we craft the innovation? And a good challenge does not contain the how. That's what the participants in the challenge are being asked to innovate. So you define the who, you define the what, you define the when, but you do not define the how, because that's what you want them to do. That's the people who are going to come up with the ideas of the challenge. They're defining the how. For instance, one of the best innovation challenges ever created was by President Kennedy when he said, before the end of the decade, we will put a man on the moon and return them back to Earth safely. Let me say that again. Before the end of the decade, we will put a man on the moon and return them back to Earth safely. This is the challenge that started the space race between the United States and Russia, culminating in Neil Armstrong stepping on the moon. Now, who's the who? Well, the who in this case is we. It was the United States and its citizens. We will put a man on the moon. And then the what? The what is, what are we going to do? What is that goal? Put a man on the moon. Now, there was a parallel to that, in order to say we succeeded, we had to return them back to Earth safely. Not too many people sign up for a one-way trip to the moon. And then when? Before the end of the decade. So again, before the end of the decade, we will put a man on the moon and return them back to Earth safely. Now, the president didn't say, and we're going to use a three-stage rocket with a lunar module. We'll do a slingshot approach. No, he left that to the innovators to come up with. He defined the who, the what, and the when, and he left the how for the innovators. So another example, if you're a company doing work on improving, let's say crop yields, you may craft your challenge as, to meet the needs of the growing global population, how can we improve the annual crop yield for corn by 25% without the use of chemicals before the end of the decade? Let me read that again. To meet the needs of growing global population, how can we improve the annual crop yield for corn by 25 years without the use of chemicals before the end of the decade? Now, I'm pretty sure you can pick out the who, what, and when, but I've also thrown in a new element, and that new element is a constraint. Some constraint you can't violate. You got to include it in the whole process of coming up with ideas. In this case, the constraint in this innovation challenge is, quote, without the use of chemicals. You'll find that the smart use of constraints will actually improve the quality and impact from the ideas submitted. If I just said improve crop yield, then it could be, you know, throw down all these chemicals, kill all these weeds, kill all these bugs. But soon as I say without the use of chemicals, you have to look at the problem completely differently. Now look, writing really good innovation challenges is really hard. And you should treat it like any other activity. You should draft it and then test it. So draft the challenge, then test it during a series maybe of small brainstorming sessions. Get five or six people together, hand them the challenge, and then see what kind of ideas they come up with. Are they really good ideas? Are they obvious ideas? Are they all over the place? Do you need to be more specific, less specific in the challenge? Do you need to insert a constraint, remove a constraint? So draft the challenge and then test it. Now, at the end of each session, solicit feedback. You can do that by survey, Q&A session, etc. And then edit and approve and then test again. One key piece of advice, do not rush. Take the time. Get the challenge statement right before you launch your challenge. Don't rush it. Don't jump into this and thinking that you can just write it out 15 minutes before you send the email out, you know, to 10,000 employees and asking them to submit their ideas. So again, treat it like any other activity, any other innovation effort, any other product effort. You draft it, quote, prototype it, and then test it. I cannot underemphasize this importance of drafting and testing your innovation challenges. And don't do it just once. I would suggest you do it at least three times of drafting and testing, because then you can get to a really tight challenge. And then, you know, use that feedback mechanism. Listen closely. Don't take it as being offended, you know, that someone's criticizing how you describe the problem. And again, do not rush. Take the time. Get the challenge statement right before you launch your challenge. Because if you do it right, and you can use this as a mechanism to get people really excited about your innovation efforts, you'll see a big surge in really great ideas, and people will be anxious for the next innovation challenge that you're going to issue. And that's what you want. You want to use these opportunities to create your own community of innovators within your organization where you can put this challenge out and solicit the wisdom of the crowd. Because again, the intelligence and wisdom of many is better than that of only one person. So when we come back, we'll be discussing how to set up and run your innovation challenge. Now that you got your statement done, now you actually need to run your innovation challenge and collect those ideas. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from this quick break. You're listening to Killer Innovations. Hop on over to theinnovators.community. Be part of the conversation. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Now, once you have written the challenge statement, how do you set up and run your innovation challenge? You've got your problem statement. You've created the challenge statement for people to respond to. But how do you actually run the challenge? Do you just blast it out in an email? No, there's a couple steps you got to go through first. First, ask yourself, what constitutes success? What does a successful innovation challenge look like? Are you going to measure it, or is your boss going to measure it because of total number of ideas, the number of different people and or organizations who participated? You're looking for recognition of the challenge. A lot of big corporates run challenges in order to drive some press coverage to try to get an innovation halo. Or is it finding a solution you can innovate? How many real projects get spun out from all of the responses? So is it, again, total number of ideas? Just count them all up. Is it the number of different people or organizations participating? People want to say, oh, we had 71% of our employees participate in innovation. The third, recognition for the challenge. Going to get some press coverage, some innovation halo effect to your brand? Or four, are you really finding a solution you can innovate on? Now, none of these are good, none of these are bad. But you need to understand up front what is the measurement. What measurement are you using? What measurement is your boss using? What measurement is your CEO using? Because if you know that up front, then that tells you how to structure your innovation challenge. So once you define what success looks like, then you first need to decide if you're going to run this challenge as an open challenge, open in public, which means you're going to put it in the press. It's going to be a public URL. Anybody can submit an idea. Or two, is it by invitation? Are you only allowing people that you can send an email to and they can respond and send, submit their ideas? Or three, it can be an internal only, meaning just your employees, so maybe your employees and contractors. Now, there's pluses and minuses for each one of these. One of the big challenges across these three different types is who owns the idea that is submitted. If you open it to the public and you put the challenge statement out there and you're not clear, someone submitting the idea could claim that it's their idea and therefore they own the intellectual property. So my suggestion is if you're going to create an innovation challenge, go talk to your legal team. Go talk to your lawyers. Have them help you structure whatever approach you're going to do to make it crystal clear who has the rights to the ideas that are submitted. Now, if it's internal, much easier. It's by invitation. You know, maybe you have people sign a document before they can join and submit it. Maybe you're using customers or you're using suppliers as part of your innovation challenge, but you're doing it by invitation, only those that have an NDA with you, as an example. If you're going to do it open and public, maybe you have them click through some kind of an agreement before they could submit their ideas. But you need to decide that up front. You know, is this open public invitation or internal? Next is defining the motivation for submitting ideas. What's going to motivate people to spend the time to actually submit the ideas? Now, while some people are nice and they say they'll participate, being motivated ensures commitment of time. So how do you motivate them? Is it one, prize money? Two, is it royalties from the idea? Three, is it an investment? Meaning if they come up with the idea, you're going to, quote, invest in their idea. Four, is it about getting credit or name recognition or potential promotion? Now, all of these are valid, but they all play kind of a different role depending on how you're going to run it. If you're open in public, most innovation challenges are driven by prize money, royalties, or investment. So you just need to be clear as to what it is you're going to do, and even be clear about how much you're going to do. Now, the most common of all of these is prize money. And that can range from a few hundred dollars to hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions if you come up with the right idea to solve a particular problem for a specific company. So, again, you just need to be clear, right? What constitutes success? How are you going to define how you're going to run it? Open, invitation, internal. How are you going to motivate them? Prize money, royalties, investment, et cetera, right? So the key here now is you've set up and kind of thought through those elements, and you've got your innovation challenge. Now you need to decide on who you are targeting to submit the ideas. Since you've defined the motivation, you've defined how you're going to run it, you define how you're structuring it, how do you go find those people who will respond to that and give you ideas, right? And from that standpoint is when you define it and you define that it's going to run for 30 days and you're targeting these kinds of people that you want to have submit the ideas, then you got to promote it, right? So maybe you run it for 60 days and you're targeting, consumers who, live in a certain region of the country who have two kids in the house type of a target. Once you've defined who that target is, then you got to go find them and then you got to promote it. Now, just simply saying promote it sounds easy, doesn't it? It's not. It is really hard. There are so many innovation challenges going on. It is hard to get above the noise. So ask yourself, where do your potential contributors hang out? Do they hang out on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or industry associations? Promote it there. Maybe you go to the press if you're trying to solve a social innovation challenge. Maybe it's you're looking for challenges to solve the opiate epidemic. Put that in the press. Press love those kinds of stories. They'll promote it. You'll get more people involved. Or three, get the support of others to spread it across their networks, right? And for example, if you're going to run an innovation challenge and you're opening it up to the public, drop a note. Drop a note to me or just join yourself. Hop on over to theinnovators.community and promote your innovation competition there, your innovation challenge. theinnovators.community, or you can just send it to me at phil@killerinnovations.com, and we'll put it up on the community of innovators and encourage them to participate in your challenge. So you can either find out where they hang out, use the press, or get other people who've got followers or networks and get them to promote it. But key here is don't give up. During the entire time of the challenge, you will need to be nonstop promoting it if you have any hope of securing enough ideas. The key here is make a big deal of the best ideas. They will encourage others to submit the next time. So call out people who submitted the best ideas. Call out the person who wrote the best description of their idea. And then key here is keep every idea. As I've said many times, the difference between a good idea and a great idea is rarely the idea. It's the timing. And if innovation challenges will be part of your long-term strategy to fill your funnel, then keep a regular schedule. You can do an annual challenge, a quarterly challenge, whatever. So submitters can plan that there's an annual challenge. The Air Force does this. They have an annual innovation challenge for the U.S. Air Force. Test and experiment with internal challenges first, then go external. Secure top-level support. This requires support from your entire organization, your CEO down. So what's your next step? Don't just sit there and listen to me talking about it. Go do your first innovation challenge. And I would love to hear how your innovation challenge goes or how do we promote it for you, help you get more ideas. So again, hop on over to the innovators.community. It's a free community. You can sign up for free, and you can post about your innovation challenge there and see if the community will respond and give you some great ideas. So check that out. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we've got a new question that we're going to pose as part of the 5 minutes to new ideas. These are questions that are designed to cause you to think differently about your own innovations or your organization's innovations and how you may be able to take that innovation idea to the next level. So don't go anywhere. You want to listen to this next episode of 5 minutes to new ideas. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. Mike Savicki is a C6-7 quadriplegic who is a Navy veteran, multi-sport athlete who stays on the go. He says when it comes to mobility and transportation, there is hope for those who are disabled.
It's about finding wheelchair-accessible vehicles and solutions that allow us to drive or be transported to be a part of society, which is what we with disabilities really want most of all.
Mike still drives and lives an independent life.
I was introduced to a wheelchair-accessible vehicle through a local Namita dealer who taught me about getting in and out with my wheelchair, driving with my hands, and about the fact that I can get my driver's license again and I can have that independence and freedom.
Many call Mike a hero, and he's urging others to enter the local Heroes Campaign Contest for a chance to win a wheelchair-accessible van tailored to meet their needs.
Go to the website mobilityawarenessmonth.com and share a short story or a video that tells us about who you are and what you're doing that makes you a little special.
For more information, go to mobilityawarenessmonth.com. Now you're in the know from Numita.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142.
That's 800-670-2142.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Back in the early days of this show, I would share what I called a killer question in each episode. These questions were designed to be used in your personal, team, or organization's innovation efforts. Now, based on feedback from listeners just like you, we've decided to bring it back with some improvements. Each episode of the Killer Innovations has a segment that I'm now calling 5 Minutes to New Ideas. It's designed for the creative mind looking for that next great idea. Each episode will challenge you to think differently about yourself, your business, and your products and services by asking unique, funny, and sometimes crazy questions. These questions are designed to force you to look beyond the obvious and to uncover ideas and opportunities you never before considered. So, get out your notebook and be ready to uncover that game-changing idea. Here is 5 Minutes to New Ideas. No matter what business we are in, we're all fighting essentially the same fight. Designing a product that a customer will prefer or even crave over the competition. To do this, we need to constantly be aware of how, one, our business environments are evolving, and two, how our customers are changing, and three, what we need to modify in order to keep our product relevant and desirable. My guess is that you are watching and tracking what your competitors are doing, and that's good, or even great, but not sufficient. You can't just look at your competitors to get a sense of how you are faring in the global business space. To win, you need to take the time and look at other businesses, other industries that have similar key elements in common with you. I've spent my entire career in the tech industry, and for my other industry, I found the airline industry endlessly fascinating. It, like the tech industry, has gradually found ways to make its core products less expensive and more accessible to the general public. However, in return, their customers have had to accept a vast reduction in services and expectations. It's an interesting seesaw between what the customer truly wants and what they are willing to give up in order to get it. In the center are the core essentials: a safe, convenient flight at a low fare. Everything else falls away in relevance as long as that core criteria is met. What is the core criteria for your business? What are the fundamentals that have been in place in order to maintain an ongoing and happy relationship between you and your customer? Suppose you were the head of operations at a megachurch, perhaps Chicago's Willow Creek or Joel Osteen's church in Houston. Osteen's church seats almost 16,000 people and runs 4 worship services plus various meeting groups every Sunday, which means there are up to 64,000 people and the cars they're driving, coming in and out of the church parking lot. This means that the odds of getting into a fender bender are increasing, not to mention the gridlock and potentially dangerous traffic in the church's parking lot. So what do you do? Where do you go to learn the mechanics of moving that number of vehicles and that number of human beings in an efficient and safe manner? Now, you could go observe how traffic and parking is done at your local mall, or maybe the Sunday football game. If you're truly serious about solving this problem, you go to Disney Academy at Walt Disney World. Now, entertaining legions of small children with animatronic animals and teacup rides doesn't have much in common with preaching about God, but 60 years of crowd management has made Disney operations the undisputed champion of event control and coordination. By working with Disney, these churches could learn a few things about integrating their system of traffic flow and parking. Vendor benders would go down, customer satisfaction would go up, and everybody would be happier. To learn and be inspired by others, ask yourself, what industries are analogous to ours, and what can we learn from them? Warning, this is much harder than it sounds. You need to dig deep, asking yourself, what industries or businesses that are unrelated to yours are dealing with issues similar to yours? For example, the issues of production, customer segments, marketing. Next, what are the lessons learned in terms of the push and pull between where those businesses are succeeding and where they are failing? And also ask yourself, what are some of the non-business examples with similar issues to you? Is there an NGO? Is there a nonprofit that has kind of similar challenges that you do? Take a look at them. By asking the right questions and looking at non-obvious companies and industries, you may find that one inspiration that can transform you and your ideas. I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join in. If you have any comments or suggestions, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. Beyond this show, I write about my personal experiences of being in the innovation game for the last two decades. Topics include innovation, creativity, culture, team building, metrics, frustrations, leadership, and how to win. You can find that content over at philmckinney.com. You can also find out information about my book, Beyond the Obvious, including extensive excerpts over at beyondtheobvious.com. You can find hardcover, digital, and audio versions of my book on Amazon or wherever you get your books from. Now, the reason I started this show back in 2005 was to pay back my early mentor. My first mentor, Bob Davis, invested an immense amount of time in training and coaching me, which had a major impact on my career. When I went back and asked him how I could pay him back, he laughed and said I couldn't. I had to pay it forward. If I could ask for a favor, could you help me pay it forward? How? One, by giving us a rating wherever you get your podcast, as that helps spread the word. And two, by telling others about the show. If you want to be part of the conversation between the shows, I hang out in the Innovators Community on Slack. The Innovators Community is a private community of vetted innovators who help each other succeed. Check it out at theinnovators.community. This episode of Killer Innovations was produced by the Innovators Network. You can find the show notes and the entire show catalog going back to 2005 at killerinnovations.com. I'll talk to you next week, and in the meantime, go out and change the world with your killer innovation. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.